Okay, let's be. I want to discuss with you a few things for Hanukkah, a few short ideas. Let's begin with a joke. I know that Rabbi Meir is going to love this joke. You're going to love this. This is right up your alley.
Who's joke?
This joke. Someone took me home last night and told me this joke. I said, "What? A joke? I want to start with the Milsa of the Chusa. A short, simple joke. Very simple. This is right up your alley. Why do we have to have 8 days of Hanukkah? There should only be 7 days of Hanukkah, right? The base shayus of Skasha. What's the 1 day? There was enough oil to last for 1 day, so 1 day of Hanukkah. Yeah, you have the 7 days. You have a celebration. The first day is Derech HaTeva. So we're searching to find. There's another miracle. That's the whole base shayus. So what's the joke? The joke is, you know what the miracle is? Because what does it say in Chazal? They found one. Pach shemesh yimunach bechosama shel koyin gadol. Bechosama means there was a hechsher. The whole Klal Yisrael was soymech on the hechsher of one person. The grestiness, the badatz, the OU, the chafkei.
There's a new hechsher now. The
Eidah Haredi
split up.
Oh, you see? The whole Klal Yisrael was willing to be samech on the Chosim Shal Koy. It was good enough for the whole. This is the biggest miracle ever was.
And he was at Tziyani.
What?
He was at Tziyani.
I told you like this. I knew this is right up your alley. Right up your alley. Okay. Now, another little cute little thing before we begin, something a little more serious. Someone asked me a riddle. I got the answer right away. I want to brag. I got the answer right away. So how is it possible for a year when you light the first night, light one candle, the second night two, the third night three, fourth night four, and then the fifth night you light four, and the sixth night three, seventh night two, and the eighth night one? How could you have such a year, such a mitzvah, so we light 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1? How could it be such a thing?
No Bet Shammai, no Bet Hillel.
Oh, yes. What's the answer? So the answer is if Mashiach comes in the middle of Hanukkah. Because Mashiach, according to Halach, there's a tradition that when Mashiach comes, we'll pass like Bet Shammai. And Bet Hillel, we go like Bet Hillel, we go Moisef. So therefore, we go the first four nights is like Bet Hillel. And then Mashiach comes on the fifth night.
So then he won't come in Hanukkah.
Why?
He's supposed to come Pesach.
They won't accept him because they don't want to pass like Bet Shammai.
They won't accept. We'll ruin the halacha. It's a joke. It's not. I don't think it's true. He's saying, I don't think halacha would be true. If he would come in the middle of Hanukkah, I don't think halacha. We started the process. You can say, but it's a little cute. It's a cute little wriggle.
Now we get to something.
A year that there was no Shabbos Hanukkah. How is it possible?
Yeah, how is it possible?
Yeah, because
how is it possible?
1948.
Let me share with you another Inyan, which I found to be very interesting. It's Shleilach Kahalacha. I saw this is a very chosh of a sefer. He makes this suggestion that my client, this is the name of Chavis, my client, Alehi Goyoin, very powerful sefer, very good sefer. He says the tremendous chiddush, shocking what he says. It's shalik halacha. Yeah, obviously it's not halacha, but he makes the following suggestion. He said, when do we light Neros? Well, the Neros have to live, the Gemara says, for at least a half an hour. The amount of time when the stars come out, as long as the people from Tarmod are available in the streets, they're in the streets, they're collecting wood, they're selling wood, which Chazal calculate to be approximately a half an hour. Time after, Tzeis HaKachavim has to be. So what a halakha l'maisa, what do we do, Bizman Azeh? We light it, there are different opinions, between 10, ideally a person should light the menorah between 10 and 35 minutes after sunset, and it should remain lit for at least a half an hour after it says Tzeis HaKachavim. When it says Tzeis HaKachavim, either 50 minutes after sunset, or 60 minutes after sunset, or 72 minutes after sunset. So basically, the candles ideally should be lit today for approximately an hour. The Iker HaDin, you only have to be lit for half an hour. Only half an hour if you first light the candles after it says HaKoicham. You come up from work late, and it's already 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So then the clock only has to last for exactly a half an hour. But the ideal time to light light the menorah is when the sun begins to go down, it begins to get dark. In time of Chazal, which basically means the ideal time is when the sun, after the sun sets. Rav Moshe, I think he writes 10 minutes after sunset is the ideal time. There are other Gedolim, Rav Aaron Kala, he lit 35 minutes after the sunset. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was in the middle, they say he lit like 20 minutes after the sunset. So somewhere between 10 to 35 minutes after the sun sets, it should be lit. Then it should go at least for another 15 minutes until you get to Tzeisak Lechavim, and that's the earliest man of Tzeisak Lechavim, and then another half an hour afterwards.
So they might in shul after Mincha and before Lech.
Well, what they do in shul is ideal for the shul, but it's not ideal for the people who are davening in shul, because people davening in shul, they're not going to get home until it's going to be, it all depends when they daven Ma'ariv. Many of the traditional shuls, they daven Mincha, they wait a few minutes, right, and then they daven Ma'ariv. So the davening Ma'ariv probably 20, 25, 30 minutes before Tzeisak Lechavim. If you hold Tzeisak Lechavim, it's 50 minutes after Shkia, Moshe, in America. 50 minutes after Shkia, Tzeisak Lechavim. Many shuls are davening Ma'ariv about 30 minutes after, about 30 minutes. What? And then by the time they finish, everyone gets out of shul, it's about 45 minutes after Shkia, 50 minutes. So the time you get home, you're like, menorah, you're lighting when it's already Tzeisak Lechavim. That is not necessarily the ideal thing to do. But that's not a kasha. So, you know, not everyone is makbid to light the menorah b'diyuk when Shkia. There's a very big dilemma in yeshivas. What to do in yeshiva? Because yeshiva, on one hand, what is Chanukah all about? It's all about Torah, the Ner Menorah. It's a terrible bittul zman. All the years on yeshiva, when it comes Chanukah, to the second Seder, until it gets going good, second Seder ends 6:30, 7:40, 6:45, 7 o'clock, different yeshivas, they end late. The Seder starts, Chanukah is a vacation, so right away you have to go at Neros. Shkia is 4 o'clock, so you got to be home at 4:10, 4:20. Oh, so the whole afternoon is a total waste. It's a terrible thing.
It is.
So there are different opinions on this matter. There are some Rashi yeshiva that say it's not kedai to go home and light. You know what? Stay the whole second Seder, and you light your neros 7 o'clock at night. Anyway, bizman hazeh the ikar pasudis for the bnei bayis. So you light for the bnei bayis. You don't have to be nizer in what it says. It's much more important. Ain dav oimel fnei talmud Torah. It's the most important thing. However, that's a minority. The vast majority of all the yeshivas today in America, the mevatel seder, and of course you tell the talmidim, so you go live, you come back to the Spanish and learn.
Yes.
Who's coming back to learn?
We'll see it.
Zero. No one's coming back to learn. We'll it's a very big bittul zman. Okay, all right, whatever it is. But the point I want to make is,
for how many of us did Shemen was lit?
For how many what?
How many of us were lit?
How many candles?
The path that they found.
Yes.
It was enough to light for one day,
for 7 eros. 7 eros, one day. The menorah of the Beis HaMikdash has 7 candles, not 8. 7, not like our menorah. At only 7
24
candles.
24 hours were lit?
No, 12 hours. 12 hours. And 12 it lasted hours. For 20, it lasted for, tw- I don't know, 24 hours. It lasted non-stop. That's 8 days straight. Okay, whatever it is. No, that's not our discussion. He says a tremendous chiddush. The only reason why we have a zman of a half an hour, zman, is because that was the way it was in the time of Chazal. You would light the menorah outside of your house, presuming nitzah for the b'nei reshus harabim, and the b'nei reshus harabim would linger around for a half an hour. People would go out to the market to buy firewood. The stores were open to sell firewood to keep yourselves warm in the evening or to make dinner. To purchase firewood to dinner for a half an hour. After half an hour, everyone already had dinner. Everyone already is set for the night. And the merchants who sell firewood close up shop. And no one's going outside. There's no one in the streets, so you don't have to go. The nearest, there's no need for the nearest to be lit. There's no presuming need, so there's no one walking in the street. The zman of a half an hour is not a halacha l'moshe v'sinei antik zman. It's a practical zman. Persume Nisa for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah, for the people who are going to purchase firewood. That's what it says in the Gemara. There's nothing to talk about. So it says the tremendous Chiddush. Mimela, Bizman Hazeh, or let's talk about Din of the Gemara, B'Shas HaSakana. It says in the Gemara, B'Shas HaSakana, you don't need to put the menorah outside. Manichoy al Shulchonoy V'dayoy. You take the menorah, you put it on your dining room table, v'dayoy. And many poskim say that's really what we do v'zman hazeh. V'zman hazeh, 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 v'zman hazeh. The Mishnah Berurah brings out from the Knesset, Yisrael, the minigis, they put it by the chaloin, they put it by the window. Many people still do that. Today it became a new thing, you put it outside in a glass box. Okay, that's a whole discussion, yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeshiva
bachar
asked him a question.
He
used to put the menorahs in the dining room.
Yes. Which yeshiva?
Somebody, yeshiva bachar asked him, should you light it in the dining room? Or if the bachar, that's where they used to put it. He said he wasn't happy with that question.
So what he said, what was the light?
It was, if you could light it in a private area.
Yeah.
It's in your room where you can see it.
By your dear, where you live. Okay, but today all of the yeshivas, there's such a pacha of a sreifa, they light it in the dining room, it's supervised. And tells the yeshiva there was a fire on Chanukah. Since that mice had happened, this many years before my time, but I know someone that was a... So they light there, this is shocking, this is what they do, they light in the Beis Medrash. All the bachim light, not even the dining room, they light in the Beis Medrash. Mamish light in the Beis Medrash, that's where they have a section in the Beis, that's where you light them in the Medrash, because dormitory, no way, forget about it. That's forget about it. Even the dining room, it's not supervised, not even the Beis Medrash is the place where there's always people in the Beis Medrash, so it's the safest place to light it.
Hotel for Pesach, and yeah. Had everyone, the women, all light the Shabbos candles.
Well, their Shabbos is a very big thing.
And they had a security guard watching until they were out, just to make sure.
In the dining room.
Sakon, absolutely. And in all the hotels, it's a very big sakon. You light a candle in a hotel, you get a lot of trouble. Okay, but this is what he says. He says an incredible chiddush. He says that if you light Abishas HaSakon al Shulchan Evidaya, who is the Pesumi Nisa for? For the Benevayis. So once they see you light the Neros, that's it. You don't need a half an hour. Could you imagine such a chiddush? What?
Maybe the persumanisa is not, it's not a second part of persumanisa. So you need a timer for persumanisa.
So he wants to suggest, he's saying, read the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is the Zman a half an hour? When the people in the street see it, how long do they see it for? They see it for a second. You want to be fast in the nest as much as possible. There are people running around in the street for half an hour.
Going to the market and coming back. You say, I see it.
That's not the parsha. The parsha says people are going to pass it once. They're either going to pass it one way or the other.
The parsha nisa is for everybody in town or for one person?
Everyone in town. Everyone should see it once. Once you see it, it's done. The male of Shas HaSakon, who's singing? You've been a bias. So if you have five members of your family, you light it, make a bracha, asher, kiddushan, b'mitzvah, l'halik, ner, shel Chanukah, you light it, they see it, you can blow it out now. We're finished. You've done the pesumah nisa. There's nothing more. And he wants, that's Shan the Gemara, v'dayoy. Manichoy al shulchan, v'dayoy is the Zman. The dialogue parallels the Gemara when it comes to Al Pesach Pesach Mibuchutz and has to remain there. Kavsa Zokakla, Kavsa Loy Zokakla, if it goes out. That's because Persumanitza for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. You got Chaparayin as many as you possibly can. But when you have a closed environment and you're in control of the Persumanitza, whereas in Mepharsin, do you know about it? Is there a Zman for how long the Seder has to last? Every issue thing? Mm-hmm. Everyone brags. My Seder went until 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't go to sleep. It's still going on. The Seder's still. Let's say someone says I did the whole Seder in 3 minutes flat. 3 minutes, it was done. It has to be half an hour. Persume Nisa. You have to contemplate the miracle for half an hour. There's no such thing. Persume Nisa is you do it and you're done. Amanichay al Shulchan Evidai, you're done. It's a tremendous chiddush. In a certain way, it makes sense, and there's a precedent to this because the very big dilemma many shuls have, these even small shuls, the American shuls, where they light the mincha ma'arif and they want to go home. The sham is davin, they daven mincha, they light the neros, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, between mincha ma'arif, you light the neros, you daven ma'arif, and everyone, ma'arif takes 13 minutes at most, or maybe 11 minutes, maybe even 7 minutes, and then everyone's out the door, the sham is with the lockup, and so on. Some Shibach says, well, you can't go, you can't blow out the kills, it has to stay for half an hour. Pass it half an hour. What?
You're not
it'll be bracha levatola. No, but it'll be bracha. That's a takana to lie in the base like this. It's a push.
Really,
of course, you're not yoitze. It's a takana. No, but it's not a bracha levatola. It's takanas chazal to mefar same the nays in the base like this. So Yavan, is there a shia? What?
No.
Oh, so this is a machlekes apoyskin. You look in the post. I don't have the names. You look in the post. There are some poskim that l'chatchili all tell you short half an hour. It'll be a bracha levatav, you're going to blow out the neros, the finished ma'ariv, the shamus wants to leave, and it's only been lit for 20 minutes, you have to wait 10 minutes. It's a long time, 10 minutes to wait for that. I don't want to wait 10 minutes, can I blow it out now? So the halacha is, ideally, you should wait a half an hour, because it has to go over the zman of a half an hour. Even worse, you want to be more machmir, because you have to wait until after shkia, has to half an hour after tesach l'chadim. So there are, I've heard this, I've seen this, I grew up in the shul, I've seen this issue, is a very big issue in Nechanam. My father used to be machmir on this, you should wait a half an hour after tesach l'chadim, and to call the guy, we would stay there until we actually blow out the candles. You can't leave the shul with the candles lit. That's pikuach nefesh, you're not going to do that, so you got to go wait. How long do you have to wait? Could you be makel? So different. There are different opinions. So there are opinions that say no, the presuming nisa is for the b'nei, the people in the Beis HaKnesses, and that's it. You've lit it, they've seen it, you're finished. So when you light it in your house in a closed environment, al b'shas ha'sakon v'dayay, you have five people in your house, the goyim, you're closing the window shades, you don't want the trouble from the goyim, everyone in the house saw the neros Hanukkah, it's no different than the Seder, you've done it, you're finished, you can blow it out immediately. That changes everything. Because Meikar Adin Mizman Hazeh, Meikar Adin in America, the Besumi Nisa, we all know is the Iker is for the B'nai Ba'is. We don't really like people in the street Mizman Hazeh. Okay, we do nice in the window, this and that, but the Iker Besumi Nisa B'nai Ba'is, and that basically means once your closed environment has seen the Neros, you don't have it changes the whole dynamics of Kavsa Zakakwa. And it makes a lot of sense what he's saying. Obviously, it's not la halacha. No one's doing this. But it's just something very interesting, a new approach, a new way to think about what exactly is the gedder of Nisa. Half an hour is not a halacha l'moshe misina, it's not a persumi nisa. What is persumi nisa anyway? You're saying a chiddush. You're saying it takes you half an hour to absorb the kohen. It's a beautiful idea. It's a very big chiddush. But they have to acknowledge that's a chiddush. What Rabbi Klein is saying is more derech pshat, but it's not the minig olam.
Daya is gematria 24.
So 24 minutes. A mil.
The reason he got involved with that because on the east side you had the high rise building.
Yeah.
So if you were lighting on the 15th,
who's going to see it?
No,
everyone saw it.
Everyone
saw it.
So they said, the people are living on the 15th floor across the street. They saw your candle.
It used to be a time you drove down Ocean Promley in the Seagear Village, whatever. You saw hundreds of lights in the winter. Today you'll see one.
If somebody's seeing it alone at home, the same.
Also good for yourself. Personally, this is for yourself.
30 minutes.
Halacha l'maaseh, we get 30 minutes.
Have it up.
Look, I had a neighbor across the street from me. I had a neighbor. He was a chassid of the Tenkarav Zechet Salik Levrach. Tenkarav was a very holy. The previous Tenkarav was a very, very holy person. Very holy person. They say about him that he had Gili Eliyahu. So he had a lot of energy. He always told me his minhagim. He was a ben bayis by the Tanker Rav. So he would tell me the Tanker Rav. He didn't go for this business with Pesach with these maps. He says, what in this generation? He says, we never did this. You come to the Seder, you eat matzah, you take a piece of matzah. You don't make any cheshbonis. You eat a piece of matzah. Yeah. You eat achilas matzah. Since when did it come such a thing? You have a chart and you have to make a cheshbon with the tukazesim. You eat a piece of matzah. You eat finished. Then he said to me, sukkah, the canvas sukkahs. So everyone came along and they passed all the canvas sukkahs because it blows in the wind back and forth. So today they have a new kunsim where you put these things, make a love and whole thing. He says, what are you talking about? He says, you have a sukkah, you have poles, you have a shmat, these are walls, it can blow in the wind, it's fine. He never understood this chumrah of when he passed all the sukkahs. Then Hanukkah until his last day, until he was nifter, the whole block, they're putting the menorah by the window. Okay, maybe there were some people on his block. He lived on East 8th Street. He lived over here in the neighborhood, in a very religious section of Flatbush. Everyone puts it either outside by the window. He put his menorah on his dining room table. On his dining room table, this is how we did it in the Altaheim. We put it as Shas Sakana. This was the Minig Yisrael. We're living in Golis, Shas Sakana. What do we think we got in America over here? Don't get carried away. He put the menorah al Shulchan Vidaya. Interesting, you know, we really lost the flavor. Exactly. We lost the whole flavor of Yiddishkeit. Like he told me this, it's so pashit, It's so real. And today it went into the smoke and mirrors element of the mitzvahs. Okay, I wanted to go on a quick thing. I saw so in the yeah.
Didn't like that.
No, that's what he told me. That's what he told me. I didn't see myself. I trust him. He was mamish, tinker of. They do in the base medrash. They have a cheder. They have a cheder. I don't know what they do. Okay, everyone is different. It's a big.
Okay.
Yeah. Asked the present tanker.
Yeah.
No question.
That's what he did.
No question for everybody.
Dining room table.
He told me that himself.
On 27th.
And what does he do? What does the current tanker of do? Ask him. Curious. See if he follows him.
We had looked. You had taught us this yes. last year. I met him on King's Highway. O&P. And I know
what
I'm here.
And I asked him. Yeah. Take a look. On his dining room table.
He still told me that.
Shasta Sakona, Ungolis, you have to appreciate what do we think of? And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky was so critical of people wearing their talis in the street on Shabbos. On Shabbos. You don't wear your talis, what do you think you are over here? You're in America, you're Ungolis. You wear your talis on Shabbos in the streets?
Yeah,
so today. Everybody. It's a different generation. You can't really. It's a different generation. Okay, one other thing I came across. I'm not coming to be critical, but I saw it in Rabbi Daniel Neustadt Sefer. He's very critical. He goes through the whole Indian. He's very critical of these political Hanukkah menorah lightings. Where you go out into a big stadium, Lubavitch do it, right? He traces the halacha, and he's very critical. He says that he basically feels that it's a bracha levatola, that you're not allowed. You want to light a menorah gazunt? Hey, you go make a ceremony, you light a menorah on a stadium in a public.
A lot of them menorahs are gas anyway; they're not kosher menorahs.
You don't know what do you mean? What do you mean?
Because to burn outside
the flame,
menorahs, yeah. They have little gas or kerosene flames, which will not be kosher menorahs. A lot of the menorahs you think are kosher are not
basically
kosher.
Okay, do they make a bracha? Okay, so it's one thing, it's symbolic, it's fine, it's similar, but making a bracha, you do see occasionally... You do see they make brachas. Okay, there are some clips you can see, video clips, they make brachas. So basically, what's the makar? What is the makar to make a bracha by a public event? You go to a public event. No, not chinuch. So chinuch, you go make a bracha vatol for chinuch? No such thing.
Not a bracha vatol if it's for chinuch.
What do you mean?
You take a little child and you say when it's birchas.
Okay, a little child, but you're doing it for public politicians.
So you're doing all these tinaikish and so they can be 40 years old, they're still babies.
You know, chinuch has to be done. Yeah, kiruv has to be done in the framework of halacha. You just can't make a bracha levatal. You can't do that. So what's the makar? They do have a heter. There is such a heter. The heter comes from the Beis HaKnesses. That's where the heter is from. That since we find that you make a bracha in the Beis HaKnesses, the Parsum and Nisa, there are 10 people for the Parsum and Nisa. No one is yoitzer with that. So Melo, that is the makar to go extend out into lighting in public arenas to light their Hanukkah with a bracha. That's the heter. He's extremely critical of this heter for two reasons. Number one, first of all, in shul, there's another reason why you light in shul. There are two primary reasons why we light in shul. Number one is because the shul is zechel mikdash. Every base hakneses and mikdash ma'at. And lighting in the Beis HaKnesses is a whole new, takes on a whole new meaning. It's not just like lighting your house, that's one takana. You light in the Beis HaKnesses is a zecher for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. Because it's a new takana of Chazal. This is the Mikdash Ma'at, this is the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was the menorah that was lit. So we're reenacting what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, we light the menorah. That's true, the Beis HaKnesses. Going out to a baseball stadium and having a menorah, that's not a Beis HaKnesses. Okay, there's a one bracha which is a casual for the private and for the public. You can't go differentiate. But if that's the ikar tam of lighting in the Beis HaKnesses, that certainly does not apply to lighting in a public place with a bracha. So that's that. What's the other reason? The other reason why lighting in the Beis HaKnesses, it comes from the time of Chazal, there was a Shamis who lived in the Beis HaKnesses. and he was yotze without lining of the menorah. It was his, so Bizban is that we don't have a Shamus, so the takon doesn't go away. You can't just because the reason, like we discussed with the Ren and all years of halacha, even though the reason changes, the takon doesn't go away. There was a takon line the Beis HaKnesses because they had a hedge of a Shamus. The Shamus today is not here anymore. Okay, but we still light. But to go on your own and light in the public thoroughfare where with a bracha where you're not having people living there, that, because you're lighting the Beis HaKnesses, it's too much of a stretch. So it's just critical. It's not a good idea to do this. Yeah.
I just saw 2 weeks ago, I saw in one of these handouts, there's a Hasidic minig that when they lighten the Beis Knesses, they throw snowballs at the...
Oh, we discussed last year. Yeah. Last year, we went through the whole Inyan. I don't remember the details. Yes, yes. You mevaz at the Shamus. You go and you stop him. By the Hasidim, they still do this. They go and they throw things at him. They throw a talus at him.
Talus.
Yeah, we had a whole show on this list. I don't remember the details.
They just came out with a 3-volume book of Yiddish on the Nagei Hanukkah.
Really?
3 volumes.
Wow.
Cool. They just printed it.
Yes, there is. It's still done today. I verify this, that it's done today in certain Hasidic Shtibloch.
Yes.
It's done today. The Shamus goes up to him. They throw a talus at him.
Well,
to stop him. And he overcomes them and he lights it. But there is such a minig, and there's reasons for the minig why it's done. There are different reasons. Okay, let me include one last very short word just to include with something a little more serious. There's a beautiful word I think I probably told this to you last year, and probably not exactly the same, but it comes from, I think, B'nai Saschar. I'm not really sure the source. Every day after we recite Kriya Shema, we say 15 words. Emes, v'yatz, v'nochen, v'kayim, v'yosha, v'nema, v'yav, v'chav, v'nechma, v'noim, v'nerah. Each one is connected with the vav. Why are there 15 words? There are different reasons, but one of the reasons given because there are 15 psukim in Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is the first. Baruch Shem, we count Baruch Shem for this purpose, is the second. V'yohafta. There are how many psukim? I don't remember all the numbers. And then there's v'chayim Shema. There are 15 psukim, including, it's not a pasuk, including the expression of Baruch Shem. Each word of Emes V'yatzev V'nochem V'kayim corresponds to one of those psukim. So the first Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's Emes. It's Emes. Baruch Shem K'vod Malchus Sol Yolam V'ed, it's Yatzev. Now it's very good. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing because this way we have greater all these words for us. They all mean the same exact. What's the difference between Emes and Yatzev, Nochem, V'kayim, Yosha? What's the real difference between the words? When you match it up to a pasuk, then you have a whole fatayich what the word means. Chanukah, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, begins with the mitzvah Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva himoid. Chanukah is the Rambam's vocabulary. It's a mitzvah chaviva. What's the taich of chaviv? It's very hard to. It's precious. What does it mean? Precious. It's very hard to fataych. Baruch Hashem, we have this B'nai Saskar, which tells each one of these words is a match for the Psukim in Kriya Shema. So one of the words is the word V'chaviv. Ah, what is V'chaviv? V'chaviv, we make the calculation, we add it to I make the calculation, is V'choya im Shemoya Tishmu el Mitzvosai, Asher Nochi Mitzav Eschem Hayom Le'ahava Es Hashem Elokechem U'l'ovdo B'chol Levavchem U'l'chol Nafshechem. This is the taich of chaviv, and the chaviv is Chanukah. So basically, the whole essence of Chanukah. Okay, you could. I'm going to leave it to you to elaborate. I'll just one or two Rosh Hashanah. The whole essence of Chanukah, thus, in this whole chain of words, is captured in the pasuk V'chaya im Shemaya Tishmu. What are some of the limudim to learn from this pasuk? So there's a beautiful Arachayim on this pasuk. Famous Arachayim, V'chaya im Shemaya, the Arachayim Chumash says, V'chaya Chazal tells Shloshon Simcha. The word V'chaya means Simcha. Simcha shel mitzvah. And he says, V'chaya im Shemaya, it's not enough. Hashem doesn't want us just to listen. To do the mitzvahs aneshem elimuda. If you want the brachos that follow from all the brachos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us, the achalta, the savata, all these beautiful brachos that follow, it's not just the hoyim shemaya tishmuel, you have to serve Hashem with simcha. Chanukah is a mitzvah, and then what is simcha? Then we know now that chavivos, a sudden that is chaviv, is something which brings simcha. It's you listen Shemaya Tishmael Kol Mitzvos Hashem Lokech Vasis Mosam Ulovdu B'chol Lav B'chol Nafshchem is to serve Hashem Mitoch Simcha. That's Chavivas and that's Chanukah. A critical ingredient into the celebration of Chanukah, more so than perhaps other mitzvos, is it should be with Simcha. Toicha, the scariest pasuk in Toicha is Atachas Shalavat Hashem Lokecha B'Simcha U'V'Tuv Levav. That's the Chorban. The Chorban came. The Chorban, the end of the Teichacha is the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. All the horrors of Golos is because Tachas, Ashleivata, Hashem Lekecha, B'Simcha, V'Tuv Leivav. What is Chanukah? Chanukah Samizbeach. It's mamish the extreme opposite of the Teichacha. Teichacha is Chorban, Golos. Chanukah is renewal. Chanukah Samizbeach, the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. And what is the ingredient you need? Well, if the Churban is because Hashem lo yavat, Hashem lo yavat, b'simcha v'tuv leivav, Chanukah is critical that there be simcha, and that's the first word. V'hoya, ein v'hoya el lashon simcha. If you'll be serve Hashem, shmai tishmo, mitzvot Hashem, shenuch mitzvot Hashem, le'av Hashem lokech, lo de b'cholom v'chol Hashem, mitach simcha, then you'll come to appreciate what Chanukah is all about. Okay, we'll stop here.